Announce you and let's go.
Okay, I'm a bit older now, so I do need this formal introduction slide. And on such a slide, you always say who you are. I am Stefan. My tag is Starkalk. I am active in the Chaos meeting in the city of Dortmund in North Rhine-Westphalia, and I lead the group IT at Trilux, a maker of light installations such as the ones at the ceiling here. And you may applaud for them because I like the lights here too. Radio mining. Well, this, of course, is a compound, and I need some interaction from you so that I can know how deep I should go. So, first of all of you that are still listening to radio, please clap. Okay, that was nice. That is kind of conformant to the current statistics. About 78% of German citizens are still listening to radio. Let's look. Go on, playlists. Do you use those? Clap. Yeah, it looks good. Playlists are the description on the radio broadcasters' websites about the songs that they've played in the recent past. The scenario is that you drove home in your car and your battery has run out, so you're listening to the radio, but you can't use your device. You hear a song that you like, and you then consult the broadcaster's website to see what song that was. Data mining, how about that? Okay, that is somewhat more reticent, the reaction here. Data mining is the option of taking data. This could be targeted data or data that you've generated or data that has just fallen down by the wayside. And that is related to this axe in my slide. It's about taking these data and digging something out of it, and that creates this compound word data mining. This is not the textbook definition of it, so please don't be too strict with me for that. This is my hobby project. I'm not a data scientist, but some of these things I would like to introduce to you. I have already had a few questions that I was asking myself over the years. I've always been a big fan of radio, and the question there was, are they always playing the same songs? How quickly are they changing? And do they always play songs from the charts? The core question for me that led me into downloading these data was, are they going to play songs only after they've appeared in the German charts, or do they appear in radio first and due to that appear in the charts? I will give you the answer for that later on, but that was the reason why I started collecting these data. I have this heap of data now, and what am I going to do with that? So let's go collecting data. Now, this has been the theory part. This is the theory part. ETL, how many of you know that? I can teach you something now. E is for extract, which is to take something out. Scraping is simply one way of extracting data, which is simply reading the source of the web page or the underlying APIs. T in ETL stands for transform, which means that the data as it is on the website cannot be used. It has to be put into a certain form, and this applies to the date, for example. Now, the L is for load, which is for importing into a database. You take all the collected data, and then after it's in the database, only then can you do something. And this has been around since more than 25 years. And even if today everything works via AI, believe me, there is still an ETL process behind that. I have a nice example here. This is from the public broadcaster in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, WDR2, their popular music station, one of the largest stations in North Rhine-Westphalia. And this is the page with the playlists. And before you do anything else, you see this is from the 22nd of December. Before you do anything on your laptop, on your desktop PC, you will press a key, and that is F12. If you do that, then through magic, in any sensible browser, thank you, you will see this extra area popping up, and this has a tab called Network Analysis. If you go then and go back to the web page, which is still working, and choose a different date. Let's choose the 21st of December. Then this list will fill up. What this is in detail, it doesn't really matter, but it is going to be full to the brim. And on the very first line here, we will right-click and choose the copy item. And since we are hackers and are using a Linux or some Unix-derived tool, we are going to use the curl POSIX URL. It looks like this then. I've cut a lot of what you get this way, but this is what really matters. So you see the actual address that is being retrieved, and behind that you see data raw. And this data raw thing contains the data that we need, the data that we want to change. We have chosen the 21st of the 12th month. We've chosen 10 hours and 0 minutes, and this is what we're going to change via a script.
Then we will get something like this. This is the text that we get at the end. And in this HTML, we have exactly the data that we want to have. Exactly the ones from the website we had earlier. I just highlighted them for you. And then we have the 21st of December at 10:25 with the title Free Like the Ocean of by Ray Garvey on WDR2. And on the right side, you see, I know it's a little bit small, from this day. And this is only from one day, but you have to believe me. Now, the data there are still a little bit pushed together, and we somehow have to extract them. I thought a lot about whether I show you how to do this, and we will do this with grep and SED magic. And this looks something like this. I know. I know. You look at this and you immediately know how you can optimize this. Thank you. Thank you for clapping into the answer for that. I wanted to have it like this because the website developers, they always change the websites. And if you try to optimize one of the very nice grep and SED only strings, you always have change with it. And this is easier here. And in the end, we get this comma separated list. Yes, it is a semicolon separated list, but we still call it like this. And you can see the date, the 21st of September, 21st of December 2024 at 10:25. Now we can start. We can do this for every page. For example, for Hit Radio FFH. FFH. You see on the right, we see today, yesterday, and the day before that. And we don't see the whole hour, but we actually have to load more hours with the button below. And if I now do my trick, then we have this, all this text, and now we'll look at it in big. I have a long and very complicated request. We even have to click on further titles, further songs, and now we don't even get any times or some days, but we have a UID. What is the UID? Row ID. We aren't the Hacker Congress. I did not destroy the website, but we can have a little tiny look at what this row ID is about. I mean, it's at a pretty large high value, and we can just take such a request, and then there are contained some metadata like we just replaced the row ID with a variable. And now we can insert own values into the URID. For example, yesterday, etc. are basically ignored. The website does not care about those. So what is the row ID 1? Let's have a look. This is Bon Jovi Runaway at 11:42, but no date. Now, okay, then let's go backwards. And every time when I am at 23:59, we have a complete radio playlist.
So, thank you. I got all the data since 2018. So, it works the same for Radio Planet. It's the same API. So just a few other things to note. There are the same APIs for different radio stations, but not all stations that belong to each other, like WDR, not all of them have the same API. It's public, so why use the same thing? There's different things that this website say, but when you use the API, you can do other stuff like larger time ranges, but you can use a larger one. Same with time frames. The website says 30 minutes, but you only get 15 minutes of data, so you have to do two requests. And also, don't trust the data you get. As hackers, you should know that. The artist Salt, with the title Ava Max, doesn't really fit. Same thing, artist Collins, title Phil, doesn't fit. Same thing. Time of day, 23:56, New Year's Eve, and Neelix feed the gardener a full hour of other stuff until a New Year's song is played. Nah, won't happen. So, just a quick overview about the different radio stations. There's lots of stations. I have a few more, but not all of them have good web servers, and some of them break down even if you just send one request per second, and I don't want to DDoS anybody, so I won't be doing that. And one of the stations didn't survive the time frame I used to get the data. So we finished the extraction. Now we need to do the transform part. We need to normalize data. Just a few examples for date templates. The last one is Unix timestamp. And some people knew that. So this kind of timestamp is what we usually want because it's the easiest to put in a database. So, but to put data in a database, we need to decide on a database. So we need to do lots of requests to read from the database, and we need to do aggregation, so that should be quite fast. We don't want any commercial vendors, so let's look at free databases. SQLite, file-based, very slow, no regexes, can't do any good fancy features, doesn't fit. MariaDB, it's row-orientated, very slow for requests, and aggregations, very slow, but fast updates, not what we want. Then ClickHouse, well, it is a trademark, but still freely available. It's column-oriented, but very fast at aggregations, what we want. So we need to, now for the worst part, we have millions of database entries, and all of them are just junk. Just one example for how often, in different ways, you can break the same title. It's just a weird thing that just happens with the text, and the B something weird that's sometimes done with the data.
So we have things like remarks that says remaster 2016, 2016 remaster, things in brackets appear in many ways, many kinds of parentheses, semicolons, whatever. I think my laptop's just developed problems, gone tired. Okay, I'll start the presentation at the same position again. Right, here we are. Thank you. Okay, and then, of course, you can kind of help yourself. I found something called the Hamming distance, not my own invention. Someone else worked this out. This is the difference between two strings in if two strings differ by just one character, the distance is one. If they're identical, the distance is called zero. And what is being counted is characters that have been changed or inserted or taken out. And I would like now to know who of you still knows ncurses. And here you see the menu that I built myself using ncurses. You see the artist that I've just found.
And all those that are to be found at a Hemming distance of one here, that makes you find a few of these bad records. So I have so many records in this database, and I've clicked myself through various ways, and I then wondered, why don't I ask someone who knows about this stuff? Let's choose Spotify. They have an API, and that API mostly returns a song, and I have to say mostly, because if you don't have a license, if they don't have a license to a song, they have this data in their records, but the API will not return the data. So a small tip, search via DuckDuckGo, and you will find the Spotify link anyway. I wanted to know the beats per minute. I wanted to know how fast the song was, and I wanted to ask about audio features. And then suddenly that audio features feature was deprecated, as you can see here, from the 27th of November. And I wasn't complete with my preparation at the time for this talk. But Spotify still have their 30-second preview, so why don't I download that sound file and I pass that to a software to recognize the tempo, because I couldn't get the audio features anymore. So you see at Congress, you see many people walking around with kind of funny t-shirts. And one of these is shitty encoding, as you can see here on the slide. And that doesn't just apply to the data on the actual websites. It looks the very same way. Why that isn't embarrassing to these people themselves, I don't know. And one of the most impressive things about an artist was, how stupidly can you write Gigi D'Agostino? So let me show you how much data I actually collected. This is a CalMap. You normally use this turned around, and you can see that I started collecting some data in 2013. That was the first time I got interested in this, and you can see the more green it gets, the more data I have. So the last few years, it's practically full coverage, and then at some point it stops, and you can see the 13th of November 2013, when I downloaded data from Radio FFH and Radio Planet. And I'm a big fan of, well, from the data, I would like to refer back to primary data. These are secondary data, and I'd like to have the primary data too. So in 2019, say, that was obviously a Congress, and this was the Congress when I talked with David Kriesel about data mining, and that got me back onto this. And you can see, after that, there was the pandemic with no more congresses. So I didn't look after my scripts anymore. And shortly after a new congress was announced, I went back to collecting my data. And I spoke with a data scientist, and who said, oh, that's OK. We always have bad data. We have to get through that.
Yes, so all in all, we have about 20 million records. Those we add around about 10,000 songs a day. Those are not all of the songs that are being played on the radio, but most of them. Now, one thing is still missing. We now have the songs, we have the beats per minute, but now we also need the single charts to answer the original question. Let's have a look at those. So the usage of the official charts is started in 1959, and we can download the records starting from 1977. And if you look at the charts over time, they are always changing over time. In 2004, downloads have been added. At 2007, they changed it totally. One said, okay, yeah, we are only using the amount of money generated instead of the sales of the songs. Beginning in 2022, we also add the ad streams. Downloads are working similar to the playlists of the radio stations, but with some rankings. Now, I download this all, but let's have a look at one of those files. I just took this one file and have a look at what was at the first place. Now, we have a look at all the charts, what we have been waiting for all the time. let's dig in. I have all the data. On the x-axis, you can see the date from 2022 until basically today. On the left side, we have the number of plays of a song per week for one station. And on the right, we have the current chart position. I flipped it around so that the zero is at the top. Now, this is a typical song that is still being played on the radio. This is Rosaline Snap. And you can see in the beginning, it's floating a little bit. And then it increases sharply, and then it just falls back and fades off slowly. It kind of reminds me about our hype cycle. Now let's have a look at the chart positions. Those are the chart positions of Rosaline. So we see in the beginning there were many, many or high charts. And then it's very high on the charts, but it's still not being played at the radio. It takes several weeks until a music... until the radio station says, okay, we want to play this chart song now. It has something to do with it being very fast-paced today.
So, if you have a new song on Spotify, next week it's going to be in the charts. And that basically answers the question that we asked in the beginning. Charts first. Radio second. And the low dip, it's Christmas. Nobody beats Christmas. So if we look at specific songs, Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, it's the song played many times over the years. It was very high for a very, very long time and then just got cut down to a very low level. So and if we look at the charts, the radio stations played the song while it was in the charts. They seemed to like live off each other, and nobody streamed it before. And so, in the back times when streaming wasn't that big, there was a huge correlation. And if the charts go down, the radio stations won't play it as well. So it's the same thing from the 80s, Rick Astley, long time in the charts. So how about music from movies? Billie Eilish with No Time to Die, one-time wonder in the charts for a very short time, played very often for a very short time, and then nothing. So during the pandemics, It was just in the charts for a short time, and after that, not played that much. So not a good way to promote your music by movies. So now, please imagine you drive in your car by night and the radio is running. And there's the song, and you really, really don't want to hear the song. So you switch stations, and the same song is playing. And you switch again. And the same thing, and you switch again, and the same thing, and on and on and on. You just can't escape the song. So what's the answer to that? How often is the song played at the same at different stations at the same time? So the record Glockenbach by Astis, Dirty Dancing, lots of time, 12 stations. So this was already pop night, so... They always play the same songs anyways. But another example, Eminem Houdini, 9 different stations playing the songs at the same time and in the early hours of the morning. So, and which song does this happen to the most? Which song I just can't hear anymore, but who does it happen often? Most often to Miley Cyrus, Flowers. It happened like 39 times in the data, and most those are the numbers, and their pop night isn't in there anymore. So, and Big FM is the most used session for that. So, because we're a little bit nerdy, how about the Cantina Band? play the same song again. So which song is most repeated at the same day at the same station? So third place, Nina Chuba was played 16 times in the same day. Second place, very close call, also 16 times, but Kiss FM played Kim Petras' Unholy, but 2 years earlier. And first place is Ian Dior, 20 times at the same song at Radio Top 40. So, how about beats per minute in the radio? Don't you think as well that life just keeps getting faster paced and everything just keeps getting faster and you can't keep up? It's the radio is the root cause of that. So I was really impressed by this. Since 2019, where I have the good data, we have a sharp increase of beats per minute, like 7% on average. And that's something you can see. You can so the bass speed just keeps rising. So which songs are played the most? Well, the played the most in my data is "Blinding Lights" by The Weeknd, with around 676,000 plays, and of course you can, yeah. So the whole list is on my homepage, and there's Spotify plays for all of them.
Yeah, gibt's auch.
Okay, then we have the Christmas edition too. I wanted to say what happens over Christmas, and you can see that there's just one Christmas song here, and numbers are much smaller too. We were talking about almost 67,000 earlier with "Blinding Lights." So these songs, the radio stations went and played these songs one after the other, and that means that these songs kind of fit well together. That is something you could call Tinder for songs. So, free of charge, they deliver to us a list of songs that go well together. Okay, so I'm going to put a playlist together on Spotify. And, of course, The Weeknd are on top. And these are the songs in descending order that came after that. And that was impressive. So, position three, Miley Cyrus. Right. And then there was one question that I had been asking myself the whole time. How much distance was there between two songs before it is going to be played again on the same radio station? So what is the radioactive half time? The half-life, in other words. So you see a few peaks. This is data across all stations, and you see that near the end it goes down. I did it across one day. But let's look at the detail. I know the kind of people that I'm sitting here with. Who of you has seen that it doesn't start at zero at the very left? Please clap. Yes, some people have seen that. And that is because of my broken data, basically. Sorry. But that is just the data that I was seen on the website. So I don't know. Someone ran amok and thought that this and that song have to be played all at the same time. They were not playing these back and forth. I checked with the radio stations. So let's look at the individual stations. I'm not going to all 33 of them, but those that have quite interesting distance values. This is Unser Ding, a radio station. They have a half-life of about 5 hours. So that means that most songs are repeated at most, by the least after 5 hours, not earlier than after 5 hours. Planet, another radio station, you can quite clearly see this is 3 hours. So if you want to have more change, more diversity, maybe change to a different station. There are some stations that hardly repeat at all. This is Hit Radio RTL. There are repetitions here, but they are after 10 hours or something. So you can quite comfortably listen through the whole day. And I wasn't talking about it earlier. You can see how many songs per week are being played. For example, here, 1,037 at Planet, 1,032 different songs. So even though they repeat after 3 hours, it doesn't mean that they are playing more or less songs. Hit Radio RTL, only 925 without repeating. And here, NDR2, the public broadcaster from this region. So I said I would look at that region. So NDR2, the contemporary music station in the region of Hamburg, public broadcaster. And you can see that it's mostly around 4 hours, and the sister station Enjoy has 3 hours. So a certain shift there. And again, you can see 1,224 songs at NDR2 and 958 at Enjoy. So now we have Absolute Hot, another station, 386 songs per week. So kind of change, not that much. And if you want complete, well, maybe it's my data that's broken, but if you want completely changing music, it has, you get to listen to Pulse, 2012 songs per week. Now I've put all this together into a single graph for you. I've enlarged it a bit. And here you can see that these songs kind of interact, and you can see a peak here. I'm not telling you what that is. Someone who repeats after just 100 minutes. We are at a hacker convention, so there was a very interesting talk at 11, which was not recorded by lawyers. Is this actually allowed, was the question there. Well, the radio stations do publish this data. So they are there. And on each website, I was looking for terms and conditions, spent a long time, and no condition was restricting what I do with this data. It's all about copyrights for logos or cookies. And as you can see, I haven't published any broadcasters' radio stations' logos. Didn't want to get into trouble for that. And I asked all the radio stations, because having downloaded all this data, maybe they had older data, maybe even from 1977, so I could use that data too and complete my archive. Well, and yes, well, you see that I didn't receive the data, but I did receive answers. They don't have these data. It is our professional or business secret, was another answer. Well, let's put it like that. If I put my data on my website, it's not really a business secret. They offered a telephone interview, so thank you, Jan Kuhlmann from NDR2. That was very pleasant to hear. Giving him applause. And he actually gave me a few red herrings as well. But the interesting thing is that they wanted the data that I had collected from them. Hang on. They don't have these data anymore. So this is what I'm leaving you with. So please clap a lot if you have liked this talk. Thank you.
Vielen Dank.
A lot of thanks. My wife is also very happy because I spent Christmas like this. Yeah, thank you very much. I didn't know how many answers one can raise for radio and the playlist. That's awesome. And I'm seeing a lot of questions at all of the microphones. There are people. And the internet also has some questions. Let's start with microphone one. I didn't see which one was first, so let's start with microphone one. Thank you very much for the very interesting presentation. I just asked myself, did you identify radio stations that played songs before they have been in the charts? Some hit singers. Yeah, there are, but I didn't find those in the data that I have. But I have to put them into perspective with the data that I have. So if you do this at hip hop senders, then they will
tatsächlich gezeigt.
So microphone two. So the peaks in the data of the histograms at the back end of them, I'd really like to know where they come from. So you mean why? Why the repeatants are at? Why are there repeated things? Repeated peaks in the back end, and that's just after the news. A question from the internet. So some radio stations, they have promises like we don't repeat songs in a certain amount of time. Have you checked for that? So I haven't done that by that specific radio station, and they usually adhere to that. And sometimes there's some kind of raffle if somebody notices a repeated song, but who listens to a radio station for 8 hours straight? So the average time people listen to the radio is 4 hours, average. So you said that Radio FFH, you didn't have a date, and you said something about the quality of the data. So by going back through the data, are there like gaps in the data? Could you even notice the gaps like that in the data? So Radio FFH wasn't offline, and there's over 70 million songs. So there, and it's not possible that it's data until 2018. So of course there's gaps in the data. So my guess would be that other stuff that is played on the radio also gets a row ID, stuff like news or ads. And it's not only them, but other radio stations as well. So I knew that was quite good data and no gaps in the data. There would have to be like 24 hours of gap. So microphone four. When should one stop listening to the radio at the end of the year? When is Last Christmas played first at the radio? On the radio. Well, there's no way to get around it. It's always Advent. Just as soon as Advent starts, the radio stations will start playing the song. And the 23rd of December, 23 hours last time they will play. Never throughout the whole year. Microphone one. So you said as at the data import, you showed the grep and SED lines of code. How did you notice that the format changed, and how fast were you in reacting to that for a specific radio station? So, good question. It's one of the central things you have to look for that. You have to check for this with a script that continuously checks if the data is written, and it has to be good data. So maybe it just returns maintenance or an error message. So you have to check for the amount of data that gets scraped off the web page. It happened more than once that I gave notice to radio stations that their website just went down. So just a small service from my part. regards to Bayern 3. So, microphone two.
Did you see anything about the BPM across the extent of one day, how it changes? Well, that is one thing. I did allude to having talked to a music editor, and he told me that, well-established songs have to be played after the news, or in the mornings we do not play new songs, or, well, the speed has to be high in the afternoon. And then I went and made all these evaluations. This cost me a few days to get the SQL right. And I saw that this is all nonsense. And I asked another question, and that is how recent the music is. If I can show the data again briefly. Dear Vok, here we are. Now, this is how recent the data is. So with critical moments, after critical moments like the news, nothing new should appear. And I've tried to look at chart positions to see how long a song has been in the charts. And I could see that in 1981, the big song by Journey, Don't Stop Leaving, that came into the charts only after it was streamed so much now. So I have negative times since minus 4 years. It's been in the charts, say. So I couldn't use these data. I used some other information, and that was the year a song appeared. And you can see that here at the x-axis and at the y-axis, you see how often this happens. And on the left, yeah, you can see songs after the full hour, and on the right, songs across the whole day. And you don't have to be a data scientist to see that there is nothing to see there. It's just the same to the left and right. Next question. Well, there's another from the internet. Did you ever see whether there were regional differences in distributions, songs played more in the north and south? Well, hardly. Adult contemporary does have this. For example, SWR3, Southwestern Station, is known for producing their own covers, but that is quite rare. And I did see something like radio stations that are in the Rhein-Ruhr industrial area or in areas where carnival is a strong thing. Apart from that, there is hardly any differences that I could read from my data. Okay, microphone 3.
Hi.
Did Spotify, next to giving you this deprecated API, did it cause any other problems scraping the data? No, I did this very officially. I have to admit I have a Spotify premium account, and you can simply click yourself an API there, and very cleanly I did this through my own account. And they tell you when the rate limit is reached, and you can set this and then have it enforced. And it was interesting that they didn't have any problems with me downloading 10 million previews. Okay, we continue with microphone 1. Thank you. Interesting talk. You did answer the question whether this is allowed, and I think the answer for you was satisfactory. But what I would find interesting is, can you pass the data on? Well, because this has been labeled a business secret, at least one station claiming this, I cannot pass this on anymore. Otherwise, I would have said, yeah, there you are. Go and have the data and look at it. I cannot program my website as securely that you can never do any queries. I don't know. So you will have to download it yourself or send me a nice request. I've shown you my address. Send me a nice email. I'm not a fan of social media. And then we will see what we can do. Microphone 2, please.
Hi.
Thank you for this great and very entertaining talk. Oh, that's nice to hear. Thank you. For those that are not so crazy that they use the radio as an alarm clock every day, did you find that at the same time of day the same songs are being played? Because that's my impression. No, they actually quite precisely make sure that radio alarm clocks haven't died out yet. If you have an alarm at 6:45, then across 3 weeks, it is ensured at the most stations, not every. Across 3 weeks, it's ensured that not the same song is being played for you to wake up to, because there is this movie with this kind of effect then, isn't there? After some time, it will repeat, but in principle, they do take care not to repeat so easily.
Microphone 1, please. Maybe into the direction of an operational secret. Could you notice a rotation of the song? So when is the song in the rotation of one? When does it get rejected? Yes, this is actually the old example that I took from Bruno Mars, where I could break it down to the individual radio stations. So I could see where this was the case. So I can
at least say for some of those stations, I can say for some of those stations how the algorithm is built up. And there, at this point, there is some legal gray area.
Mikrofon 2, bitte.
Microphone 2, please. Yeah, thank you for the very entertaining presentation. I would like to know, what does your infrastructure look like so that it can run over months? Well, a potato server? No, of course not. I have a big hoster that I'm using for everything. And please don't destroy my website. I know it looks old, but it's recent. So all my scripts are running there as well. So I have their server, and I have a server on my, at home where another service is running. So at least two servers should be there. And you should make sure that you get some mails if something does not work. This is basically good. There you have to reduce the performance of your Pi script to not break the radio stations, to not break their website. So I'm having a look over to the Signal Angel for questions from the internet. Yes, there is one. You said in the introduction that it's that you started it from a personal motivation. Did it your evaluation change your habit for radios? Well, I now know what radio station to tune into to get some more variety. Yeah, but which one is a business secret? Microphone 1. Yeah, thank you very much. How do the data behave when switching between summer daylight saving? In the most APIs, there's no such thing as a daylight saving. So we really usually jump from 2 a.m. to there is no data point. I know there's also one case where it went an hour longer during Sylvester. So if something goes longer, then sometimes there are no data. I made a long time, made sure to look it up, but they didn't play the same song anymore.
Yep. So they didn't play the same songs, but it was only one list of songs, so the data is just not there. Thanks for the nice talk. Did you ask GEMA if they wanted the data? They already have. And no, I won't do that. So this talk was streamed and recorded. So my initial question was, may I play some of the songs? And well, I said, then I won't. They said we can't record and stream the song, the talk then. So I wanted to do that. So I don't play any songs. So GEMA will have all the data, and they will know every song that was played on every radio station, and this because they have to pay for that. And this the systems that do this transmission to GEMA, they are very, very old. So another question from microphone 4. Did you do the interview? No, the interview was the other way around. I asked the questions, and it was very interesting. And if somebody paid attention, they could have heard this thing at Radio Deutschland. So there's no new information about that podcast. So microphone 3. So the radios buy the data from marketing organizations. Did you have any communications with one of those the services? Well, I guess they don't like this, but they not always buy the data for this. It's like two times a year, there's like a big...
Das heißt, das ist nicht wie beim Fernsehen.
So it's not like at the TV that we don't check very regularly who's watching or listening when, and then we adapt our program. But there are regular surveys, and after those, we model or we the radio stations actually adapt their algorithms. So, and then there's editorial staff which looks at the surveys and they decide when to play which song and what algorithm to use. There's another little side note. I noticed something at some radio stations when I tried to find out the genres of songs. So I noticed that at some radio stations, between 16 and 18 o'clock, so the regular rush hour when you drive home from work, they don't play any ballads. So I looked at the histogram. And there's been exactly 6 weeks.
Sounds like vacation.
Does the internet have any questions? There are no people left at the microphones. Oh, yes, microphone one. Yeah, I just ask another question. Did you notice any pandemic effects? So when people stopped driving with a car, for example, and listening to radio? No, not at all. Actually, the opposite, many more people tuned in into the radio. There are statistics that have been generated by the surveys, and they show that people actually listen to more radio than before. So, for example, they went around the block and then went to work. And then they listen to the radio.
So I know from people I know that people went to their car, turned on the radio, listened to the radio for half an hour, and then went back home and to the home office. So no big difference. But the only big difference I saw, that a lot of songs were added that didn't exist before. Things like Wo war ich in Nacht von Freitag auf Montag? There's a special edition for the pandemic. So they played it a lot during that time. So if there's no more questions, I'll show you another statistic I collected. So this is the amount of songs played per weekday. And I would have expected that there will be a larger number of different songs on the weekend because less documentaries, less news. So why didn't the data reflect that? Well, the Friday dip in the data, that's the reason for that is that usually there's DJ sets on some of the radio sets and they're not in the data at all. So that's why they're missing. And the answer is pretty basic. It's statistics, large number of data, so it's going to be an average. So just because you have the data doesn't mean you will find anything very, very special. So, but maybe there's something still in the data, and if I find it, I'll show you. Thanks, everybody. So, and with that,